You've got a little testimony, haven't you? When you rang up London. Come on, just share this little bit of a testimony. Because here's this lady, young lady, you know, bringing confessions of doubt and unbelief. You see, she's doing, Rebecca's doing this fashion course, design, etc. Well, we are doing this fashion and design course. Aren't I? And we were chatting, and I said to her, she was on about, you know, these fashion houses in London, and she'd like to go to Savile Row. So I said, why don't you just ring up, you know, Savile Row, ring up Harrods and wherever else. Just call them. I said, they've got two words, yes or no. I said, if you don't call them, you're never going to know which one they're going to give you. And she said, oh, I don't really. So finally, she makes the call. I prepared the ground for you, okay. Into the microphone, because this, you know, this. Let me tell you something. I've been on the website that just before I came out. We'd got China's been on again. China's been on about 3 or 4 times in this last few days. Pakistan's been on. America's been on. It's, you know, there are people coming on. We haven't got a clue who they are. But they're coming on, and we're hoping and praying that they're going to listen to what is being said. And so when they hear it, they'll be encouraged. Amen? So be encouraged. You know, the word of God is going out.
Yeah, well, finally I gave them a call, and it was just like straight away, right, yeah?
Who was it you called?
I called is that in London, Savile Row, the big shop, like the main one. So, and I spoke to the guy and explained to him what I'm doing and if I could have a tour of the shop so I could collect all my evidence to support my module. And he was like, yeah, fine. When are you coming? Just email me, then I'll be glad to give you a tour. I was like, I just couldn't believe it. It was just straight away. And it's not easy just to get them to give you that kind of opportunity just to go and have a tour as a student. So, yeah, so that was really, really good. And God is blessing me every day. And I've got favored with everything I do. And it seems like I'm rubbing an anointing every time. So I'm really grateful to God. He's doing a lot for me, so thank you. Yeah, I was doing another project, which I didn't really know. I knew what I'm going to do, but not how to put it in place. So one of Papa's friend, mother, Papa and Mommy went to see them, and then they talked to them about what I was doing. And the lady was like, oh, I've got some work that I did years ago, the same subject, everything I was looking for. So about 2 days ago, I was just waiting to see that folder. So the folder came, it just got everything from A to Z, everything I was looking for. It's just like it just there, made for me. So I know exactly what I'm doing. And then I was like, oh, I need to copy some, like photocopy some of them, and some of them I can't because it's not my work. I can't rip them off. And then yesterday, I came back from work. Papa went to see them. And actually the lady said, I can have it and do whatever I want to do with it. I was like, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, that must be a dream. So, yeah, I'm really, really grateful to God. And thanks for your prayers. You always pray for me. You want me to do good. And I'm so grateful for it. God bless you all.
Amen. Praise God.